Well, welcome back to The Fresh Start. Now, part of our heart for the show is hopefully that you get something out of listening, you know, beyond just a bit of enjoyment. And so we are actually teaming up with Chris Freeman. He is from Design a Decade, and he's going to be joining us as a regular guest on the show. He's a life mentor and a coach and helps you through many different things in your life, which we're really excited to talk more about. Welcome to the show, Chris. Great to have you.
Thanks very much, Aaron. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, look, I'm really excited about some of the conversations we're going to get to have. But before we do any of that, I think it'd be great to get to know you a little more. Now, we're going to start with a concept, because what this whole segment really centers around is thinking about, where do you want to be in 10 years' time? And it's a confronting question at times, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And a lot of people say, do I have to plan for that long? You know? But we live so long these days, it's really important that we set up for a long future.
Yeah.
And really the way it came about was my life. And I'd have to go all the way back to 1970 when I had my first job at Qantas Airways.
Yeah.
Yes, I know you're all doing the calculation. It's 71 years old, right? But that was straight out of school, and it was at a time when there were no computers, so we virtually ran the bookings on pen and paper, if you can believe it, a young man like you. But the reason we're going back there, we used to look after the bookings for other airlines as well, and they wanted to look after us. So they gave us free tickets, and you know, Friday afternoon as we go home today, we go to Fiji for the weekend. It was just crazy, you know. But when I looked at the ones with young children and people with the weight of bringing teenagers through, they'd stopped travelling so much, obviously because of the pressures of life and money and relationship and the like. And the thing that really hit me were the ones that are getting close to my age now, they're asking for overtime. And I was a bit inquisitive, so I said, what do you want to work more for? And they said, we need the money. And now I know that it wasn't that they needed the money because of the job, but they hadn't done things well or hadn't got good information to do things well financially. But I thought if I stayed there, I won't have any money. So I was a bit of a go do it. So a friend and I left and went into small business, had a lawnmowing run, then a courier business, then a cafe, then a restaurant.
Yeah.
When my parents first met my wife, they said to her, if you marry our son, you might not always be happy, but you'll never be bored.
Well, you mentioned there, you know, getting to travel around the world. Where are some of the places you got to go just, you know, by being given a random ticket?
Well, a lot of places, but one of the funny ones was a friend of mine. And I must say, I wasn't saved at this time. So, you know, the Bible says no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So if you're a Christian all your life, please don't be condemning to my first half of my life. But a friend said, let's go to the October Beer Fest in Sydney. And we went, nah, let's go in Munich.
Sydney, Munich, yeah, fair enough.
So we're sitting at a table with 10 people and we're the only ones speaking English, so that was quite funny. But everyone could say Papa.
It's the one thing you all had in common. Yeah.
So with that, obviously it's a long journey, but I went from those four businesses into real estate in Sydney when a friend asked me in. It was a big development firm, so I learned a lot. But he said to me, we'll sell Aaron's house to Chris if it comes along, but what we really want to do is help people own two or three of these little apartments that we're doing so that they'll be well off later in life. When I mentioned that with what I saw at Qantas, I went, oh, that's a way to do things. So before all the seminars of today, I was walking alongside people, not so much selling them real estate, but saying, hey, if I help you find some things to put aside for the future. And it just took off. And I was making far too much money for an unsaved boy in Sydney to be making at that time. And it was a bit of a party boy, which I'm not proud of, but it was just as it was. And so we started to buy real estate for ourselves. You'll laugh at this. The first thing we bought, one of the first things, was four flats in Bondi, which we paid $160,000 for
the
lot.
Oh, man.
No, we still don't have them. And then a friend asked us to go into business with him, and he had a hotel. So next thing, we had part owners in four hotels. And my wife took the girls to ballet, and she bought half the ballet school. We weren't business people. We were just having a go at life. But we were well set up, so we visited the beautiful Port Stephens area in our late 30s and said, oh, this would be a great place to live. Now we're set up, and we moved up here in 1989. The challenge to that was we hadn't read Proverbs at that stage, and particularly about not going personal guarantee for other people's loan. And we'd sign a personal guarantee for $1 million loan for a convention centre we bought in North Sydney. And it turned out the only Christians in all of our partnerships were the managing partners of that business. And they were wonderful people, but they were very poor stewards of money, it turned out.
Mm.
They hadn't paid the bank. They obviously struggled in their relationship. They split up. And I got a call to the news that the bank are taking over the business. And they said, we'll run it out for you over the next little while. They did for a year and a half, and it didn't work. And they sold it for a fraction of the loan cost. And some 2 years later, when it was all finished, everything was gone, including our cars. And then we got a letter from the bank saying, please send us a check for another $1.95 million to clear your account.
Ouch. Oh. Now, Chris, at this point, you weren't a Christian. Is that correct?
Correct.
And and the reason you were in debt at that point was because of some Christians you had met. So, I mean, what did that do for your perception of Christians and Christianity?
Yeah, well, I didn't give it much thought, really. It's more looking back now that I see that, you know, they just didn't have stewardship of their life that they needed. And I emphasized before, they were wonderful people. They were friendly and helpful and whatever, but they just didn't have the skills or the training to do that.
Yeah.
But it was around the 1990 recession, so there were so many people in trouble. We were able to negotiate a really small amount under a confidentiality agreement to pay off over 15 years because I didn't want to go bankrupt.
Mm.
And we were starting again. And so Heather was working two jobs. I was back in Sydney in real estate, coming back and seeing the family once a month. Obviously, the life we didn't want. We just wanted flexibility and family time and the like. So I started to ask people who had the lifestyle I was looking for. It wasn't the rich and famous lifestyle. I just wanted flexibility. I didn't want 4 years at home, 20 years of study, 50 years of work, and a few years off at the end. And that's great for people in professions and what they want, but I just didn't want it. And today, it's very difficult for that because we live so long.
Mm.
You know? So I started to ask people how they had the life that they had, and God just surrounded me. The thing that most of them told me was they had a trusted third party to hear what they were doing, not to tell them what to do, but to bring wisdom if it was necessary. And I went, oh my God, what if I had that when, you know, we signed that personal guarantee?
Mm.
And so I engaged two of them to, because I still had income because I had my real estate clients still. So I engaged two of them to walk alongside me, have a coffee now and then, tell them what I was doing, etc. And one of them said to me, Chris, slow down. It's going to take you 10 years to reestablish yourself. Stop trying to get it all back in 5 minutes, because I was running around like that. And so I went home to Heather and said, this guy said, we've got to take our time. It's going to take 10 years. And I was 44 at the time. So I said, well, I'm going to be 54. You'll be 52. The kids will be 30 down to 22. And she went, oh, we might have grandchildren. Oops. And she was working two jobs, and she said, I don't want to be working like this when I got grandchildren. So it was more, what do you want life to look like than what you want to own or drive or whatever. So we started to read the Bible because these people around us were Christians. And then one of them invited us to their church because I was doing some work for a building company and they were Christians. Heather was doing some work for a marketing company. They were Christians. And I got invited to church to listen to the Australian halfback at the time, Farr Jones, who was a Christian.
Yes, Nick Farr Jones, yeah.
And they knew I had a rugby background, so I went along. The next week we went to church, and Heather, my grandsons call me Suki Papa, so just taking a moment. And not only did Heather and I go out the front, but then our 11-year-old daughter all walked. But that was the start of our Christian journey. So we were regular from there and up serving in church for a long time.
Mm.
So we started to read the Bible, and it didn't only tell us what we needed to do and why, it told us how. You know, get on with difficult people, be good stewards of your money, all the things about time and planning and whatever. So we just went into a study time of how do we do life better, and realized that financial concerns are generally a symptom of how we use our time and our relationship, which are our other two sources. So we started to do this for ourselves. Sometime later, I realized I was losing my real estate clients, not to the real estate or the like, but to these other things, relationship breakdown, money problems, etc. So I went to one of my mentors and said, I'm going to add another fee to what I'm doing, modest one, and help people in other areas of life. And he said, you should do that.
Mm.
And I'll be your first client. I went, oh, that's nice. He's going to let me work on him to practice. And we went out with him and his wife a few days later, and I proposed a toast to a lovely evening. His wife said, "Can I add to the toast?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely." She turned to him and said, "Happy anniversary, babe. That's three in a row you've missed."
Oh, ouch.
So he had some other problems, and I've walked alongside him, and as well as him helping me for the last 20 years. And so I went to 11 of my real estate clients and said, "We think this might help you. If you want to come on, fine. If not, not a problem." All 11 said, "Yeah, that'd be great." And I went, "Oops, I better put this in some sort of order." And since then, just by word of mouth, we mentor in 6 current countries. We have mentored in 11 countries, just by word of mouth, people telling people, get a third party walk alongside you.
Mm. I mean, it's biblical wisdom, isn't it, really? Seeking advice and wisdom from people around you and people trusted as well. So, look, that is incredible. We're really excited to have you as a regular guest on the show. So we're going to be tackling different ways. And, look, this isn't some sort of get-rich-quick thing. It's not some kind of, like, do one thing and your life will be transformed forever. We know that to live the life we want to live, and I'm sure all of us have those little areas or even big areas that we're like, "Oh, I just wish I was, different in this way, or life was different." It takes lots of little areas of life to just fine tune and get better at and be better stewards of. So we are looking forward to definitely exploring that more. So is there anything else you wanted to share with us before we go today? Anything that's on your heart?
No, I think we'll leave it till the next time, and I'll just dry my eyes and we'll go from there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. That's Chris Freeman from Design a Decade, and make sure you're listening regularly to The Fresh Start as we get to hear from his insight, and most importantly, that's insight inspired, of course, by the Word of God, which is incredible too. You're on The Fresh Start.